A lot. If the customer wants bottled water, we are going to sell bottled water. But even if you're going to sell bottled water, you can sell it and have less of a negative impact. How have you arranged your transportation so that it's the most effective that it can possibly be? How do you price in a way that can help a customer make a choice that is more environmentally effective?
You have set as company goals zero waste and 100% renewable energy. Those are very ambitious goals. What you haven't told us is when.
I don't have a clue. We are not scientists. And so, do you set a goal that you're going to reduce this by this and this by this, and you put the time frame out there? I'm almost 60 years old. You want to put a time frame out there of 10 years when I'm long retired, and if they don't hit it, it doesn't matter. Why do that? Why not just say that ultimately we think this is possible, that the technology will develop, that there are things that we can do? We've got solar now that is being installed in a number of stores in California and Hawaii. We have wind that we're experimenting with, but we have 7,000 stores. I think these are opportunities for us. Do you think electricity is going to be cheaper in 10 years than it is today? We need to be experimenting today and understand what works and be out there so that we don't subject our shareholders to inappropriate cost or our customers, because ultimately it is they who pay the bill.
When you launched this program several years ago, Walmart at the time was getting some extraordinarily bad public relations. Today, if you look at the way Walmart has been written about over the course of the past year, these green initiatives have generated enormously good public relations. Some people would say, that's why you're doing it. This is all about public relations.
You just need to work with our people. These things are real. The differences we are making are real. We face a number of challenges, and part of the challenges we face are related to the fact that we have probably the largest, most highly financed campaign against us in the history of business. Part of the issues we face are because we are not as good as we should be. We sat down and we said, 10 years from now, what will the people in the company wish we had done, such as we wish that the prior generation in management might have done? And the thing that stuck was that this world is going to become more and more sensitive to environmental sustainability, whether it's 3 years from now, or 5 years, or 10 or 15. Ultimately, society is going to hold you accountable for whether or not you participated appropriately and the role you played in advancing this area of environmental sustainability.